Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Rita's of Hayward, serving Italian ice and frozen custard. Today from AT&T Park in San Francisco, we hear from Giants broadcaster Dwayne Kuiper and Giants outfielder Jared Parker. We'll start with Kuiper. Dwayne, before we start talking about the Giants, everybody in the Bay Area really loves watching the telecast and the rapport that you have with Mike Kruko. It's so genuine and it's awesome to watch. Just tell us about how that came along from the beginning to where it is now and just, you know, how much you guys enjoy doing those telecasts.
Well, Joe, that would take about a day if you really want me to start from the beginning. But look, we hit it off as teammates. And then when I started broadcasting, he was still in the prime of his career. I mean, I started in 86. 85, I did some games. 86, I started getting paid to do games. And that's when he won 20 games. So he was on a roll, and I was just starting out. And then eventually, you know, his travels came on the same highway as mine where he started broadcasting. And from around 1994 to where we're at now, you know, we just started doing every game together. And it's been a great relationship. I mean, we know what makes each other click. We know what makes each other laugh. And I always think that if we're entertaining each other, then we're probably entertaining the fans. And that's what our job is.
I think there's an interesting dynamic there, too, because the producer is your brother, Jeff Kuiper. And, you know, just tell us about how that relationship is. And maybe, you know, even as kids to where it is now, you know, you guys every day, you're talking to each other. He's in your ear. And a lot of people don't even realize that.
You're right. He came aboard in 1987. And the beauty of him becoming our producer was they never asked me about him. All of a sudden, one day, he called me and he said, look, I've just been hired by the Giants. And I was shocked. So I had little to do, and I had little to say in those days anyway, to do with him being a part of what we're doing. And, you know, and Jim Lynch, our director, was been with us since the very beginning. So we have a pretty good idea what our show is going to be all about, just because there hasn't been any changes. And, you know, and we're all getting a little bit older, and there's probably somewhere down the road changes that are going to be made, but we're really happy with where we're at right now. And you know, Mike's going to still be able to do a lot of games. His travel's probably going to be going to shorten his schedule, but overall, we still got a lot of game left.
We'll have more with Giants broadcaster Dwayne Kuiper right after this. If the hot summer has you thinking of ways to cool down, we have the best way to do it. How about a cool, refreshing dessert from Rita's Italian Ice of Hayward? Over 70 flavors of Italian ice to choose from and 8 flavors of their award-winning frozen custard. The combinations are endless. Made fresh daily on site, many of Rita's Italian Ices include fresh fruit. Plus, they have frozen custard, custard cookie sandwiches, and custom frozen custard cakes. And Rita's of Hayward offers catering for all types of events. Mention the Sports Virus, and you will receive 1 free regular size Italian ice with a purchase. Rita's Italian Ice of Hayward, celebrating their first year at 26775 Hayward Boulevard. Cool off today.
Let's talk about the Giants here. And, you know, the second half of the season has been really tough for them yet. Here they sit as we're chatting, a game and a half out of first place. Do you think maybe they survived the bad part of the season? You know, where do you think they stand right now as they go into crunch time?
Well, they got 32 games left, and I think you got to get to 90 to at least get a wild card spot. So they got to go 19-13 the rest of the way. They got to figure out a way to win 19 games. you know, maybe 87 wins get you a wild card spot. I have no idea, but 90 is always a good number to look at. They got some tough teams coming up. They got the Cardinals for four. They got the Cubs for four. They got six more left with the Dodgers. So there's going to be you know, ups and downs still the rest of the way, but getting on a mini hot streak right now would be a good idea. Plus, this road trip coming up to three very good hitting ballparks is going to be a tester for this pitching staff. And, you know, the Giants need to start knocking the ball out of the park, and they got three parks now that they can do that.
What concerns you the most about the Giants right now?
Well, I think their starters are doing fine. I guess maybe we need to see still a little bit more out of their offense. And when you go on this next trip, if you're not going to have a decent offense clicking, then you got a shot to go under 500 on this trip. So we'll see what happens. But they need to start swinging the bats consistently.
You know this feeling, and we see it with Joe Panik now. When you get hot, it's like nothing can stop you. All of a sudden, you've got that confidence. It's hard to find it sometimes. But do you look for that in a guy, and all of a sudden, he just seems like he's got it?
Well, I think with Joe, you know it's in there because he's done it before. The same with Hunter Pence. I mean, it's clearly in there. You just need to be patient for it to come out. They need it to come out really soon. And I think with Joe, that's happened. I think with Hunter, I do believe that he's getting close. And if he can have a hot September, then it's going to be a really good September because Hunter Pence is a huge, huge part of this offense.
And to finish up, the newcomers on this team, at first it wasn't looking so great. I mean, you know, Nunez was making some mistakes at third. I think he's improved there. Will Smith, you know, it wasn't going well. Matt Moore, he had lost his first three starts. Now he almost throws a no-hitter. So do you think it's all kind of playing out a lot better now with the new guys?
Well, I think it does take a little time to adjust. And I think for Nunez, you know, he was coming from the American League his whole career. I mean, he didn't know anything about the National League. Oh, Interleague makes it a little bit different, but I think he's clearly made the adjustment, especially defensively. I don't think anybody was worried that much about Matt Moore. Just give him a chance to work with Buster and settle things down. And Smith, I think Smith has been great his last three or four outings. So I think the new guys now are ready to roll, and they need him. They need him the rest of the way, as will all the guys they call up in September, all those young guys. Some of them are not so young anymore, but they need to contribute. The Williamsons and Parker's here, but he needs to contribute. And there's going to be some arms coming up. There's going to be some long games in September because Bruce Bochy's got a chance to call up all these different pitchers. He's going to mix and match. You might see five guys in inning come in, and because you're allowed to have that many guys, you know, on the roster. So there's going to be some long games. And I think because of that, at some point they're going to start changing the rules about what they can use in September.
Probably will. Dwayne, thanks so much for the time. Always enjoy all of your broadcasts, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe, you bet.
That's Giants broadcaster Dwayne Kuiper. Coming up, we're going to hear from Giants outfielder Jarrett Parker. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Now let's get to the conversation with Giants outfielder Jarrett Parker.
Jarrett, tell us about your season. You know, you just came back to the Giants. What did you feel like you learned the most being down in the minor leagues and getting another shot up here?
You know, it's definitely been back and forth a lot. You know, one thing I've learned is that you know, the league makes adjustments. You know, it's, and I think that's the key is kind of being able to make those adjustments and make progress forward.
You obviously you came back and things went pretty well for you right off the bat. So do you think that some of the things you were working on when you were playing for Sacramento really helped out too?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, I'm just going into it, you know, trying to help out any way I can, you know, trying to help get this team in the playoffs. You know, we can definitely do that.
You know, the power is always there for you. What are some of the other things that you're working on? Obviously, you know, you'd like your batting average to be higher. So is there something that you worked on in Sacramento?
You know, I've been getting a lot of off-speed pitches. You know, I haven't been getting challenged as much. So just working on that, essentially.
Really good ball club that you guys had there, AAA. You know, a lot of guys who helped this team this year. What was the attitude like there, the atmosphere?
You know, I think everybody's got a common goal, and that's, you know, to help, you know, help the Giants win. And so, you know, being a part of this and, you know, down there, it's trying to get here to help do this.
You know, while you're doing that, you know, I talked to Mac Williamson about this, about how, you know, you guys are competing a little bit for a job, but yet you guys have a pretty good friendship. You know, how does that go? How do you talk to him and compete at the same time, you know, trying to really get an outfield spot?
Yeah, you know, I think some people, if they look at it that way, can have it come off that way, you know, but I've never looked at it like that. You know, I see it, you know, I believe in the abundance there. I think there's enough, you know, success for anybody and everybody. So, you know, we kind of work with each other, you know, coming through as, you know, as rookies and making adjustments and trying to get better and trying to become the players we have been. You know, and he wishes the best for me and I wish the best for him. And, you know, it doesn't, you know, that's, it's never been an issue for us.
More with Jarrett Parker in just a moment.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
How do you compare when you're getting regular playing time, whether it be AAA or even earlier this season with the Giants? You're getting, you know, a lot more at-bats to maybe now where it's not going to be as steady for you.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the tricky situation here is you know, trying to, you know, stay ready and stay comfortable. And, you know, but the situation I'm in right now is any opportunity I get, I'm going to try to help the team win. And that's where my mindset's at right now.
You know, when you talk to some of the other Giants players, your locker's right next to Hunter Pence, what do you talk about as far as the mental part of the game, just preparing to, you know, face a certain pitcher?
Oh, you know, we talk about a lot of things. He's always been great. He's always, you know, come to me and helped me in any way possible for, you know, anything, whether, you know, whether it's baseball, life. You know, he's been a great kind of, you know, role model and, you know, leader.
I always wonder about hitters, you know, guessing at pitches. You know, some of it's an educated guess, how much you look at video, what you know about the pitcher from facing him in the past. How much do you take all that into account when you step in there?
You know, it depends. Depends kind of the day and the situation. When it comes to the pitcher, when it comes to in the moment, you know, just got to kind of, you know, let your abilities take over. But you have a certain idea of what he's going to try to do to you that day.
How important is the count to you as a hitter, as a power hitter? I mean, because if you get ahead, a lot of times it seems like you can get the barrel head out earlier because you know you've got the advantage.
Yeah, you know, obviously count for anybody makes a difference, you know. So, you know, if it's a hitter's count, the pitcher's going to have to, you know, bring it in your zone a little bit more. So, you know, just kind of the way the game goes.
When you guys have a lot more players in this clubhouse with the September call-ups, what's the atmosphere like? I mean, just you got a lot more guys. The manager has a lot more options, but, you know, is it more fun for everybody?
You know, I don't know how the veterans see it, but I would imagine, you know, it is. It's you know, I think if there's guys that haven't been in the big leagues before, they have to, you know, learn quick, like, hey, we've got a goal here. You know, we're trying to win the World Series. So I think that might be an adjustment for some of the young guys. But, you know, everybody's great, and it's always a, you know, positive outlook.
How much do you enjoy the intensity of that? You know, this is a race that looks like it's going to go right down to the wire, Giants and Dodgers, you know, pretty intense compared to, you know, just getting at-bats at AAA where you guys weren't in the race. I mean, this is a totally different ballgame here.
Yeah, you know, like I said, this is what I've been preparing for the entire year. You know, this is what I enjoy, what I like to do, and like I said, helping out it's awesome and exhilarating.
How about playing outfield at AT&T Park, especially right field? Anything that you've learned that you're, you know, trying to put into your game that, you know, you have maybe an advantage over some of those visiting guys who haven't played here before?
Oh yeah, you know, playing here and kind of understanding how the field works with the wind is really helpful. And it's definitely a tough ballpark to get used to.
I mean, the wind, you'll see other teams come in, and the pop-ups will just drop in because they're not used to it. What is it? What's tricky about, you know, right field as far as the wind? It seems like it's kind of inconsistent the way it blows out there.
Oh, yeah, you know, wind's moving every which way every now and then. So, and then we got the bay coming off. So it's just tough little thing.
And the decision to play it off the wall or not, I mean, you got the bricks there, and it goes all the way out into right center. You know, are you getting used to that where you just kind of know your footwork, know how many yards you have until you get to the warning track and all that?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten enough reads out there to, you know, kind of know what balls, you know, how to play with certain balls.
All right, hey, Jared, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants outfielder Jared Parker. Want to thank him and Giants broadcaster Dwayne Kuiper for joining us from AT&T Park in San Francisco today. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll hear from Giants pitcher Matt Cain and Giants left-handed reliever Will Smith. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.